Accession number 19057, Reel 8.
Ernie Leppard, Reel 8. What was your attitude to having served in the Second World War?
When I came out, I made a vow I'd never join anything ever again. And I never did until, you know, I was getting interested in stamps and postal history, and I collected New Zealand postal history, and I gradually joined the Postal Forces Postal History Society, and I became secretary of it. And I hadn't a clue that the Sherwood Rangers ever still existed until I got a new car, and I went up to, thought I'd drive up to Nottingham and have a look at Nottingham Castle. I like to go around military museums because it was part of my hobby as postal history, Forces Postal History Society. I goes up to Nottingham Castle and I said, is there a museum for the Sherwood Rangers? So yeah, it's out at Carlton. Could you tell me how to get there? Yeah. Sent me out there, which is about 7 or 8 miles outside of Nottingham at Carlton. I knocked at the territorial barracks. I said, is the Sherwood Rangers still in existence? Yes, why? I said, I used to be in them during the war. Oh, bloody well, come in then. And they took me all over their museum and put me into contact with Ken Ewing, the secretary down at Bournemouth. And that was 1993. And it's only since then I've ever made any contact with them. But now I quite find it interesting to relate the military experiences with, you know, what goes on. I write a lot of articles for the Regimental Museum and Regimental Magazine and the Forces Postal History Magazine, and they develop into a wider aspect. And I've written two or three. And I've also formed a volume of covers of the Sherwood Rangers during the wartime period, which goes right back to the First World War, when they was on Gallipoli and Palestine.